Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, finally, we have a media pundit who admitted and wrote a long piece. I have to ask him how much was on the company dime, because I'm sure he had to pay for drinks while he was there, etc. Brian Hickey is a friend to the show. He does a great job at PhillyVoice.com. He's got a real talk radio sensibility. So he writes in today's column, inside the Northeast Philly strip club that Stormy Daniels took by, wait for it, storm, the Penthouse Club. She almost bared all for an appreciative crowd here in Philadelphia. Brian Hickey joins us on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Brian. How much did this set Philly Voice back, your excursion?
Zero, and I'm very upset about it. But at the same time, I was put on the VIP list since I told them ahead of time I was coming to cover it. So I only had to eat about $14 in the form of 2 yards pale ale to waste the 3 hours that I had to wait because she was late getting on stage. But the Sixers were on, so it was okay.
Okay, that sounds like it. Now, my sense of a place like this, I got to admit, I don't get it. Are these guys degenerate-looking losers, yes or no, in this place?
No. You know what? It's the first time I'd been there. And, I mean, I'm 44 and married for more than a decade now, so I don't live that strip club lifestyle. But it was a decent place. Like I was thinking, like, since it was so close to the pier.
Yes, the marine terminal.
Like,
yes,
grudging Pensport, but it's a little down and dirty, the Pensport pub. But no, it was kind of. I mean, if I was going to rank it on a class level, it was a high end club. It was pretty nice,
and they had a pretty good crowd there.
Yeah, and I was worried about. I mean, I got there at 8, thinking they told me the show was going to start at 9.
Right.
So at 9, there was only one dude sitting there by the stage. So I'm like, okay, this is kind of disappointing. But at the same time, it would have been interesting to be able to write a story about Stormy Daniels stripping for one man and what that means in light of all the attention that's being paid to her outside of the club. But by the time she took the stage at, like, I guess it was like 10:45 or so, there was a good 50 people around the stage, and there was a second show coming up, and the bartender told me that they have a later crowd. I wasn't sticking around much longer.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure the crowd was bigger for the second one, and I don't know what it was like last night either.
It is late. I would concede that, but only 50 people, given that she is the name and she has a history, various things, pet of the century by a magazine and all that. You would think if this is a thriving industry and all the controversy, wouldn't she draw more people?
Yeah, and I mean, that may be a low-ball estimate. I mean, it could have pushed 100. I didn't really count head for head. I was busy watching the stage. But I did expect a different vibe there. And what attracted me to doing this story in the first place, as opposed to spending a couple hours at a strip club and calling it work, I thought there would be people like supporting her and like yelling at her, like as a like bringing their political position into the club. That's what I was expecting, and I saw none of that. And that was kind of refreshing in a way, as opposed to the way day to day life is anymore.
So you did mention a guy who either hid or had a mega hat in his back pocket that was there. Yeah,
that's an image that'll stick with me forever. Actually, her leaning down and kind of consuming his face in her physicality as like these mega hats are sticking out of the back and the smile.
Oh God!
So I don't know whether it was ironic. I don't think it was ironic. Like just typecasting and stereotyping people by looking at them for a minute. But it was, if he was there and he was a MAGA kind of guy, he forgot about that for a few minutes, and that's kind of refreshing these days.
Now let's talk about, too, let's put your pundit hat on here, too.
Yeah.
I think, look, I get it with some of this stuff and with the attorney and all that, but it is a bit unseemly. Like, I'm not sure how the feminist pundits and others, Brian, see her doing this. Do they dress it up? You know, they want to get at Trump on this. And the argument, doesn't it deflect the argument? If you make Stormy Daniels into something she's not, let's face it, what she is, that's a more effective argument against Trump, unprotected sex with a porn star, than if you make her into something more heroic even. Well, then, you know, what's the big deal that he was involved with her? I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, it's a weird space for that. I think what their way around that would be is that she has her own, and I even use this word, I think, for the first time ever in writing, like, she has agency, and that's what life she chose to lead. So we're going to support her in a feminist, through a feminist lens, as a woman who chose to be a porn star and chose to dance for money as part of a publicity tour for being the pet of the century.
Agency.
But yeah,
I got to work on that. My mind can't work, and my mind is more direct and straightforward on this, and I don't see that because I don't see this as a real choice. How about you? Do you see this as a real choice, just like another profession? Not the sense I get when you read about any of these women. There's often a pretty disturbed background of some way or another, and that's why they're in it.
I don't think it's as clear-cut as that. I've written about porn stars before and strippers before, and I think they come to that life. There is definitely a damaged background facet of it for many, where I don't even want to pretend to be able to get at their motivations. But yes, there are troubled upbringings, but then also there is a genuine desire to entertain in that fashion in a lot of senses. And I mean, some people may say writing for a website isn't the life they would choose for themselves, and that's not even close to the same thing. But like from my perspective, I'm not going to begrudge anyone who chooses to do that. While that may not be what I would want, if I had a daughter, I would not want.
Well,
that.
Isn't that always the test, though? You know, that's
yeah.
Is that unfair of a question to ask of somebody dressing it up in this manner? Well, if that were your daughter, what would you be thinking or saying? I think that emotionally cuts to the chase about this. It doesn't mean you have to attack her. It just means that I see that duality going on here to get at Trump in this whole thing. And the best way to get at him is, hey, she's a porn star, and he went off with a porn star. That's, you know, pretty damaging.
Yeah, you have to set aside a lot of your philosophical framing of life itself and race, like, and gender and all of that, to be able to use this to get at Trump, which, I mean, let's face it, everybody is. Like, I wouldn't have covered this hadn't she been mixed up with Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
right.
That's what drove the story, and that's what'll drive everything about her story.
Exactly. Well, people ought to check your stuff out at phillyvoice.com, inside the Northeast Philly strip club that Stormy Daniels took, wait for it, by storm. It's a great piece, Brian. I'm glad they let you go and cover it. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.